The Scenic Drive with Rian. Take me
home. 4 to 7 p.m. weekdays on Jacaranda FM.
So as far as she can remember, she had a great affinity and telepathic connection with animals of every species. Tuning into the thoughts and feelings of animals was as easy as breathing for her. And her dream growing up was to work with animals one day. These days, she has this ability to speak to animals and hear them. Jenny Schoen is on the show tonight. Hello, Jenny.
Hello. Thank you for having me on the show.
Listen, how does this work exactly? We all watch Dr. Doolittle. Doesn't work like that, huh?
No, that's a misconception people have, where they feel that you talk to an animal and you'll hear these voices, words coming back. It doesn't work like that. What you're doing is you're talking on a telepathic level. I'm not talking about the behavior, the body language. I'm talking purely of the telepathic connection. And they work through feelings, thoughts, emotions, sensations. You can feel what they are trying to say to you.
Okay. Now, you can just look at a picture and you pick up something.
Yes.
So let's start off. I'm not going to tell you the problem with my cat, but I have a few problems currently. His name is Max.
Okay, I don't want to know too much about him.
All right.
Because that can also influence what I pick up from him directly.
All right, so this is the picture. You've got the picture in front of you?
I do.
It's number one. It's the gray and white.
Big, beautiful boy.
Maine Coon cat.
Yes.
What are you picking up there?
Okay. I know he does have some aggression issues, but he's incredibly dominant. Very demanding, extremely intelligent. He's got quite a busy mind, so he needs a lot of mental stimulation. So he's kind of like ruling the house, if that makes sense.
Makes a lot of sense.
And he easily picks up... This is your cat, right?
Mm.
He easily picks up the emotions that are going on with you. So if you are nervous of him for any reason or nervous of something else, the way it works is that if an animal feels any kind of fear... And fear can come through in the form of insecurity, or there are many things that can lead to fear. And if they feel fear, they don't associate that with you being scared of them. They feel the fear, and that makes them scared. They feel there's a danger in the area, and that's why they must be scared. And more often than not, there's no animal that's born aggressive. Not even a wild animal is born aggressive. They always become aggressive through either through fear or pain. So if you have determined there's no pain issues, then there could be something else going on that could be unsettling him, which could be making him react in that way. But I don't think it's with Max. I'm not getting that he's fearful. I think he's dominant is his main thing.
How do I... He's very dominant.
Yeah.
He does rule the house. So what do I do?
I want to first ask you a question.
Okay, go.
Do you love him?
Sort of.
first point.
Loved him a little bit more before he started attacking me, yes.
Yeah. Well, there are two ways that I like to work with a dominant, aggressive animal. And one, I've got a mantra that works very well. And what you do is, does he allow you to stroke him?
You know... At the beginning, when I come home in the evening, he allows me to stroke him and then he starts fighting. So he starts scratching and biting. He starts playing.
Within so the fighting's not aggression. It's overexcitement.
Okay.
And it's just that he gets carried away. Not so much aggression that he gets carried away. But what I'm going to suggest you do with him is do this mantra where you stroke him from his head. It sounds a bit crazy, but it really does work. From his head down his body and off his tail 3 times. And every time you stroke him, you say out loud, I release my anger and calm my mind. And you repeat that 3 times. And do it for at least once a day for a minimum of 10 days. And very often that can settle his mind a little bit and calm him down. Because the aggression that I'm picking up from him and from what you've just said now is not really nasty aggression. It's more playfulness. He's just getting carried away in the moment.
Well, that's you. I'm impressed, I must say. But he's very dominant. Dominant cat.
Yes.
Can't believe I'm being dominated by a cat.
I can't believe
it. Use another word, but
yeah. Use it. What's the other word?
No. Let's move on to the next pet. Now, this is a little sausage dog. It's a Vorsi. And it's Mandy's dog. She's on from Valhalla. Hello, Mandy.
Hi there.
Hi, Mandy.
So, hi, Mandy.
So Jenny said,
hi, how
are you? Jenny said, don't give her too much information.
Okay.
But what I do want to know is, what is the name of your little dog?
His name is Omega.
Omega.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to just tell you a couple of things that I picked up while we were waiting to start the show. And then if you've got any questions, you can ask me after that.
All right.
Okay. Omega is incredibly sensitive and a very gentle little dog. Quite insecure. Okay. Needs a lot of constant reassurance. And he can be a little bit emotional at times. And I'm also picking up from him the occasional sinus type headache is what I'm feeling, because I feel what the animals feel. And now I'm going to ask you, do you or anyone in the family suffer from sinus?
Well, me and my daughter.
Okay, so that does make sense as well.
Wow.
Because, you know, animals do pick up whatever we've got. You know, they very often pick it up from us. Not that they're picking up, not intentionally, but it's just an unconditional thing that they do. Sometimes they take on our issues, and sometimes it can be a warning to us to say, okay, this is what's happening, watch yourself, or it can be just that they sympathizing with whatever's going on with you.
Yes.
So that's basically what I've just picked up from this photograph now.
Does that sound, what does that sound like to you, Mandy? Spot on?
Well, he's very emotional. I must say, he cries all the time and sensitive. So, you know, we can't leave the house without him in a terrible, terrible state.
He's got that separation anxiety.
Yes, definitely.
So what should Mandy do now?
That's a difficult one. That's a long, long process. And one of the things I'm going to suggest, okay, firstly, do you know anything about Tillington Touch?
No, what is that?
Tillington Touch is a form of massage that helps with all sorts of things. Before I go further, can I just explain something? I'm not a vet and I'm not a behaviorist, so I can't give veterinary advice or things like that. We can cope with sort of behavior issues, but I'm not a behaviorist. So yeah. I can just give you what I'm picking up directly from the dog and give you an ideas of things that you can possibly follow through with. And what I'm going to suggest you do is this mouth work. It's a Tillington Touch technique where you massage in tiny little circles anti-clockwise all around the mouth area, even inside on the gums. And what that does, you can do it as often as you like every day, and what that does is it physically changes the messages that go to the brain and helps to build confidence. Because I think the biggest thing with him is that he's slightly lacking in confidence.
Okay.
How's this? Listen, Mandy, good luck with the Omega.
Thank you so much.
We're in different boats, but we have problem animals. So I feel you, sister. Go well.
Thank you.
Mandy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Still a few animals to come, I must say. It's not what I expected, Jenny. I'm impressed, I must say.
But can I quickly cut in there?
Mm.
Getting back to Max.
Mm. Why are we going back to Max
now? Sorry to say this, but animals always take on the character of the person that they live with, that they're close to. So Max is displaying your personality.
What?
Yeah. So just think about that.
Yes, cutter.
What is a cutter?
Yes, dominating, you're ruling the house.
What are you talking about? Okay, listen. I think this needs to be an off-the-air discussion.
It makes so much sense now. It really does.
The Scenic Drive with Rian.